669-1357.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Program. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have a couple of directions to go. One is that Benjamin Netanyahu is once again going to become, will be, I'm reaching for my note, sorry. The Prime Minister of Israel once again. So what? Why is that important? Is it important? So he becomes president and will be the longest prime minister and the longest ruling prime minister in Israel's history. Just 70 plus years. Well, this was from November the 3rd of 2022. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid has conceded the election, recognizing former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as his successor. Lapid has already called Netanyahu to congratulate him. He told Netanyahu that he instructed his office to make arrangements for the transition of power. The state of Israel comes before any political consideration. I wish Netanyahu success for the sake of the people of Israel and the state of Israel. Lapid was serving as interim or caretaker prime minister since June, when previous Prime Minister Naftali Bennett lost his majority and the government dissolved. This will be Netanyahu's third stint as prime minister, first one 96 to 99, then secondly 2009 to 2021. That was a long stint, about 12 years. And now he's going to once again resume as a prime minister of Israel. This is very important. This let me finish the article. This was Fox News earlier in the week. They asked the former Israeli ambassador Danny Danson, that what about the future of the U.S.-Israel relations if Netanyahu were to win? He said, if Netanyahu will return to his position as prime minister, we will be able to put the issue of Iran on the front lines, and we will expect our colleagues in the United States to address this threat. So this is about the Iranian threat. Not only the threat of Iran, but also of the terrorist groups that Iran supports in the area. Now, going back to June of this year, there were 621 Arab states that recognized the existence of Israel from 1967 to the present. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia wants to become the next Arab state to normalize relations with Israel, according to reports in Israel media on Tuesday. Saudi Foreign Minister Abdul Al-Jubair reportedly told senior American Jewish leaders that normalization would happen eventually, although it would take a while to happen. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the power behind the Saudi throne, said that the kingdom had three main demands from Washington. These aren't going to happen. One was prior to joining the so-called Abraham Accords peace deal, including a formalized U.S.-Saudi alliance, which the equivalent amount of U.S. weapons procurement to being in the NATO alliance. That's quite a bit of weapons. And an approval of a small Saudi civil nuclear power program. Saudi demands did not seem to include anything regarding the Palestinian Arabs, for whom the Arab Accords were ostensibly signed. Now, with the matter of the Palestinian, anything having to do with the Accords, this is going to continue to be a big issue. And it has been increasingly an issue. Saudi Arabia, the Palestinian peoples, have been pushing the Arab nations to do something. And presently, everything has been stymied. So, many were fearing the imminent annexation of a large part of the Jordan Valley in the West Bank by Israel, whose military governs the Palestinian majority areas. And it's going to continue. They're going to continue to govern these areas. The Saudi demands come at a time when relations with Washington are at a shaky. Biden administration looks to Riyadh for help with gas prices and with opposing Iran. So, Iran continues to be something in the background, but really something you cannot ignore. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is important. We'll continue, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. Rick Rodriguez.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
I'm using these articles as a springboard to present some historical, some history. You'll see why this is important. Most people don't care about Israel. They don't care about Saudi Arabia. They don't care about what happens in the Middle East. It's just not interesting to them. They don't care. But the thing is, at the end of the world, before Christ returns a second time, there is going to be conflict in the Middle East like the world has never seen. The conflict that took place when Israel became a nation with France and England and America, America not necessarily so much as England and the Arabs in that vicinity, that was quite, and then Egypt, Nasser and the Egyptian government pushing for war, provoking. They didn't want Israel to become a state. The Bible said Israel become a state once again. It did become a state once again in 1948, May the 15th. But now, let's go back about back to the early, late 1800s, early 1900s. Let's go to around the time of about Lawrence of Arabia. I watched Lawrence of Arabia. It's one of my favorite films. I've watched it like 10 times. And I still like to watch it because of the historical value. Now, why would that movie and why would what T.E. Lawrence did in the Middle East in the 1917-15 in that area with Balfour and these people, Allenby, because it's in the Bible. There is a prophecy. Remember, Abraham had a son, Ishmael, and Ishmael was not the child of promise. Isaac was. And the child of promise would come through Sarah. And Isaac was that child. And his descendants, the children of Jacob, Jacob and his children. But God is God. He had to send Ishmael and his mother Hagar away. She was Egyptian. So Abraham had an Egyptian wife and had a wife that came from the lineage of Shem. And then he would have another wife later on that would come from the lineage of Japheth, one of Noah's children. So Abraham had a wife of all three of the descendants of Noah. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He had three wives. Most of you don't know that, but now you do. God told Abraham to send the boy and his mother off. But God visited Hagar and told Hagar that her son Ishmael would have children that would be princes. Well, that prophecy didn't come to pass. The children of Ishmael existed all through the Middle East. But the prophecy was they would become a great people. They would become a great nation. They'd become a great family. Along with some of the children of Jacob's brother Esau. Well, to become a great nation, they needed the coagulant, which was T.E. Lawrence, to do something in the Middle East to begin the momentum and the steps that were necessary to fulfill the prophecy that God gave Hagar concerning her son Ishmael. You see, the Arab nations, these are the children of Ishmael. Kedar, it goes on and on. I don't have the references right now in front of me in Genesis. So, all of Ishmael's lineages became princes, dukes. They're important people. But you had to have the big brother to get things going. Well, the oil fields were developed initially in the Jordan. Aramco, Arab American Oil Company. This was brought about initially started to bring about the greatness of the children of Ishmael through what T.E. Lawrence did, uniting the Arab nations as families. They were nomads, sheep herders, but he began a process where they began to realize that if they could stop the conflict between them, they could fulfill prophecy. They didn't know that, but that's what they were going to do. Now, Saudi Arabia is the big brother, the wealthy brother, the leading brother. Everyone looks to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is in the Bible, is very important in world history, especially now. Now, Iran and Saudi Arabia have conflicts. Iran, the people of Iran, are not Arab. They are more from the lineage of Japheth, which would be more of the lineage of the Russian people and Nordics, those lineages. Saudi Arabia, people don't realize that how great this child, this one of the princes, one of the dukes. This duke is the big brother to all of the Arab nations. It, as a brother, big brother, has been able to work out treaties with the United States of America, with the other nations of the world in Europe. And now the big brother is working agreements with China. This isn't sitting well with the kingdom of darkness, the United States of America. And now the Saudi king, or the big brother of Saudi Arabia, is taking the lead to stop development of its oil, and anything that they're going to develop, anything that's going to go to market, is not going to come to the United States of America. And much of it is not going to go to Europe. The bulk of it is going to go to China. The big brother is upsetting the balance. God said that these Arab nations, they would exist at the end of the world prior to Christ's return. And in spite of Islam, which has been a big curse to many of these Arab nations, and the Arab nations, the kings of these nations, would never admit it. They can't admit it. Islam as a religion is too they're too aggressive. So they have to work carefully with the Islamic belief system, in that system. Sunni, Shia, Wahhabi, whatever it may be, it works against them, like Donald Trump told them. If you don't control this radical terrorism, this radical aspect to Islam of the Muslims, it will destroy your countries, your people. It will destroy you, everything. Your families, your cities, your nation. The big brother of the Arab nations is now working deals out with China. Now, the big enemy of Iran in the Middle East, and the enemy of most of the sons of Ishmael, is Iran. Iran is a threat. Iran, again, is brothers to the Russian people, Nordic people, Germans. It's a family, all from the lineage of Japheth, one of Noah's sons. Ham is the darker-skinned children of Ham in the Middle East, North Africa, the lighter-skinned, and that's what Japheth means, lighter skin. Then you have Shem, was the religious of the three brothers. He was the one who had more of a inclination toward spirituality. And where did Shem move after the ark touched down? He moved to the east. He moved into China. He moved into India. This is where you get all the different Hindu, Buddhism, all of these religions, because Shem had that sensitivity to spiritual things. And eventually, Israel, the children of Israel, Abraham, through Abraham, they would have a spiritual connection to God. The children of Shem would have a spiritual connection, hopefully to God, but it would end up being to other gods, to many other gods, whereas Japheth would worship more physical things, money, power, things of that nature. And the children of Ishmael, they would be a divided people. They would be wild. They would be divided, which has come to pass. But T.E. Lawrence, he was able to unite the Arab nations, which would become nations. He was able to unite them, fulfilling prophecy. Once they became united, then the prophecies of the end of the world could take place. Iran would join with Russia, along with the other tribes of Japheth. They would join with Russia. The Arab nations, the children of Ishmael, would pretty much align themselves with Saudi Arabia. And whatever Saudi Arabia as a big brother would do, the other nations would follow suit. And the common enemy of these two brothers will be their brother Shem, the religious one, the one who had the spiritual connection. Now, do you think that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had a spiritual connection to God? Do you think that their lineages on down the road, like Moses and all of the prophets, had a spiritual connection? Yes, they did. But God, in his infinite wisdom, included the children of Ham, the Arab nations, all of the nations that would arise, which would be the darker skinned nations, would have a purpose in the future, and the sons of Ishmael would have a purpose in the future, and their base would be right there north of Egypt and east of Israel. So you have now Saudi Arabia is planning to protect itself from Iran, because Saudi Arabia and the Arab nations are watching Russia and the diplomatic moves that Vladimir Putin is making to diplomatically and even to support Iran financially, physically, in other ways. But right now, Saudi Arabia is realizing that these nations to the north are getting stronger because of Russia. And Saudi Arabia is making a mistake by befriending China. Oh my gosh, what a mistake. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We are Northern Colorado's largest parts and service store, and we would love to help you with any of your computer needs that you might have. We are offering our KHNC listeners a 20% discount on everything in our store for the month of December. You can reach us at PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696. Again, that's PCsandParts.com or 970-203-0696.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by. I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Yeah. Will you try to change things?
So if you see who Saudi Arabia is, the big brother of the children of Ishmael, then you'll understand much more clearly what is happening in the Middle East. It won't just be history, but it'll be insight from the book of Genesis through time to the present. And now Saudi Arabia and all of the brothers of Ishmael have come to their full maturity. Now they're ready for the big game. China finally has come to her maturity too, and has become a power in the world, which is very clear in the book of Revelation chapter 16, the kings of the east. And China is going to be the leading brother of the kings of the east. So you can see that everything is fitting perfectly the scenario for what is to happen at the end of the world. It is taking place. Now, China, so that she would fit, she needed the United States of America. And America came to the rescue starting with the Rockefellers in the late 1800s, when Rockefeller began business with China, importing kerosene and making lamps for the Chinese people. And the Chinese people began to study and learn the ways of the West, the ways of capitalism. And though they're communist, they still love capitalism. Any communist who has $1 million in his hand will instantly become a capitalist. That's a way to break to have a communist switch over to capitalist thinking. Because once they have $1 million, then they're going to be forced to learn how to invest it. And as they learn to invest, they become a capitalist. They begin to love capitalism because they can do what they would like with their own money, and the government isn't going to tell them what to do, which is what raw communism is. So the Chinese began to study the ways of the West, and the Rockefellers continued to work with China. And eventually, the Rockefeller family and these big foundations and the United States government and the CIA owned by the Rockefellers and the Defense Department owned by the Rockefellers and controlled and directed by the Rockefellers, who were members of Pilgrim Society starting in about late 1880s, became members of Pilgrim Society. They were in the occult already, but by 1902, they went ahead and allied themselves with the Pilgrim Society out of Britain, and you have two occult systems, two occult sisters, like the in Ecclesiastes. There's a horse leech, and the horse leech has two daughters, and the daughters go out into the city square crying, "Give, give." What is the word that the Rockefellers, the all these type of people, the Rothschilds, these what's the favorite word? Give. The two daughters go through the streets crying, "Give, give." You have the Pilgrim Society in New York, Pilgrim Society in London, and what are their favorite words? Give. What is it they want? What is it that we are to give them? We are to give them the world. They're not content with what they have presently. They want the world. They want the whole world. Nothing but the world and the whole world, period. That's who these people are. And the Rockefellers made a decision to send industry from the United States, which is what made us great, to China, out of the country. There was a guy in San Francisco, Chinese guy, and all the corporations, the steel companies, auto manufacturing, this guy would buy whole factories for the Chinese. And this guy was the guy in between. He would talk to the owners of the factory and work it out so that China could buy the factory, and China would buy the factory, and they would come in every nut and bolt. They would identify every single thing in that textile mill, whatever it was. Length, width, height, turbines, electric motors, light fixtures, sewer, gas, everything was itemized and put in crates, shipped back to China, put down the pads, laid the foundations, put in everything needed, and erected it. Thank you, Rockefellers. And they thought that they were going to be able to control China. They thought that we will give them all of this and we will control them. Excuse me. No, you cannot control a creature like this. You can't control it. And what did China do? Waited and took, and then began to take technology, build chips, everything. And Caterpillar. They wanted to manufacture the great machinery in China. Caterpillar gives them blueprints. They start manufacturing for Caterpillar. And then what do? They took the blueprints, built something else, and painted it a different color. Still a Caterpillar, just with a different color. This is what the Rockefellers did and destroyed America. And the Bible says that America would be destroyed because of greed and because of sin and because of evil and because of God hatred. They would hate God. They would hate anything that would capture the hearts of people in a pure way, and these individuals would give allegiance to the God of heaven. They couldn't allow that. Why? Because it was the devil who would make, who had plans at the time of Christ for America. It was the devil who took individuals from that time to this time and promised them great wealth, power, and a position in his kingdom if they would be loyal to him. And they were. They have been. They will continue to be loyal. This is what has happened. So then you have China. Now, I didn't forget the article, the Saudi Arabians. So earlier in the year, Saudi joined other members of the OPEC oil cartel in cutting petroleum production. We're going into the Mad Max. What's that called, that movie? Mad Max something? We'll be back in a second. Rick Rodriguez.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
You're going to have to watch that movie, Lawrence of Arabia. It was a wonderful movie. Very, very, the history, if you understand what happened with T.E. Lawrence, he made the Arab brothers great. The sons of Ishmael, great. They are great presently. When Donald Trump visited Saudi Arabia in Riyadh, when he went to visit King Salman, I don't know how many witnessed that day that he arrived. That whole week that Trump was in that area was the fulfillment of prophecy, not only for Israel or and the Church of Rome, but also for Saudi Arabia. They treated Donald Trump like the king that he is, like the king of America that he is. They treated him with respect, with dignity. It was a great, absolute, unbelievable video. You should go watch it. They rolled the red carpet right out to Air Force One. And he came down representing the United States of America. Then, what would he do? He would, just a few days later, go to Israel. And there and Trump met with all of the children of Ishmael and Esau and Ham, many of them. That's who he went. God sent him to meet with these people. Then a few days later, God sent him to meet in Israel with Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, and he met with all of the 12 children of Jacob. This is no small thing what happened, but no one understands what happened on that trip, that first trip that Donald Trump took. He meets with the 12 children of Israel. First with the sons of Ishmael, the sons of Israel. Then he goes on to put together these Abrahamic accords so that Israel could they could work together, the Arab children, the sons of Ishmael and the sons of Jacob. These people are out of the loins of Abraham, their family. Then, what does he do next? He flies to where? To Rome. And who does he meet with? Pope Francis, that individual that I do not think is a true Christian, and I do not believe he is the true vicar, the Pope. The Vatican seat is empty, that's my observation, and I would visit with anybody about that. Who does he meet with when he goes to Rome? The great assembly of Catholic people internationally. He's being represented by the Pope. And the Catholic people basically, they don't care what the president does. But when the president visits the Vatican with his wife, then the Catholic people, that great church, the fourth church in the book of Revelation chapter 3, Thyatira. So he goes to visit with Thyatira. He's representing, as a Christian, he's a born-again Christian, and here he's meeting with the head of the church of Thyatira. And then what does he do? Then he goes on to Europe. Was it the G7 or G20 or Bilderbergers or Davos? Is one of those Oses or Avos or whatever. And who does he meet with there? You got to remember, in Europe, these people have been in power generation after generation after generation. These are the children of the devil that represent the people of Europe. These people in Davos, in Bilderbergers, do you think these people are part of secret societies? Of course they are. You'd be mad not to think so. They're part of, in this country, Skull and Bones and whatever. But they're Freemasons, they're Rosicrucians, they're Jesuits, they're in one or the other of many, a multitude of different occult societies. So Trump, in God's wisdom and the love of God for all mankind, they are with the leaders of Europe in the financial world, the children that worship Lucifer. So this is the dynamic of what happened when Donald Trump went on his first trip. I want to show you this from a different perspective. So the Christian people, especially those that know the Bible, should be able to understand it and see it in a much more clear way, a clear way, much more clearly. This is who Donald Trump was. He's still the president of this country, regardless of what you may think. Legally speaking, according to the Constitution of the United States, this was an illegal election. He was ousted from being in the White House. He's still the president legitimately, but God even said it would happen in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. It was talked about. He would be one of the final seven kings of America, one of the final seven presidents. There will be eight individuals in seven administrations. No, I'm sorry, seven individuals in eight administrations. The final eight administrations of America, there will be seven individuals, and one individual will get a second almost eight-year-plus term. So he will be in power for his full 8 years, and then an additional 8 years. But after Donald Trump is completely removed from the scene, this gives you an insight into, just starting out with Saudi Arabia, the sons of Ishmael. We'll be back.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
So I wanted to just give you a historical account of why Saudi Arabia is important, why China, the prophecies to some degree of China. China could not be great until the Rockefellers moved all of the manufacturing off of our shore onto the shores of China. And China learned the ways of the West. China learned all of the people of China, the leaders, of rulers of China. They learned the importance and the power behind capitalism. They loved their communism, but they loved their capitalism too. You go talk to the billionaires in China. These billionaires, they can never spend what they have in their hand, ever. In 100 lifetimes, they can't spend it. But they love capitalism. They're investing all over the world. Canada, the East Coast, West Coast of Canada, to a great degree, are owned by China, Chinese money. And this is the way it's done. China takes her money and buys nations all over the world, buys all of their infrastructure, builds their airports, builds their dams, And they, once they get a hook in, that's it. You can't get a hook out. Christ is the only one that's going to get the hook. Hooks of the nations that have the hooks in the other nations, their sister nations, Christ is going to come with clippers to clip the claws of all the major nations, especially the United States, all the European nations, France and South America, and Africa, North Africa, Britain, in Africa, down Rhodesia still, the Germans, even further south, the Dutch, all their holdings all over the Asia. Eventually, the nations are going to own their own nations. They're going to get everything back. Christ is going to get returned to them what the other nations have taken. Then you have Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, I didn't get to finish with two more articles I wanted to present to you. Benjamin Netanyahu is, I believe, right now, Israel is fighting for its life still, because the power of the terrorist organizations surrounding Israel, they're continuing to get stronger. The hatred in that area toward Israel is continuing to grow, especially in Lebanon and Syria. Jordan is beginning to take the same direction of anti-Semitism also. The Arabs within the borders of Israel, the hatred is, you cannot remove that hatred out of their hearts. It's going to have to take a prime minister who is willing to throw everything possible at the enemies to get a victory and free Israel from the terrorist groups that surround their nation. And when that happens, that's an indicator to the rest of the world. Definitely, we are in the final decade prior to Christ's return, and it will be at that time when the people of the world who will see and understand what's happening are going to have to transition in their thinking, transition to a reality. And this is the transition that the world is going to make. A transition from unreality to reality and to the truth in Bible prophecy. That's it for today. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. You celebrate Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Enjoy these 8 days. And we'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.